Chinese military is building super soldiers, and now that's an actual fact. That was something that was debated back in 2020. That was debated, and it was being called, what was it being called? A conspiracy theory, right? And it was being fact-checked by Snopes and everyone else, every other major article, because reports were coming out that they were creating these super soldiers. Well, now they're confirming. And this came from the South China Morning Post. Says Chinese team behind extreme animal gene experiment says it may lead to super soldiers who survive nuclear fallout. Says modified human embryonic stem cells show supernatural resistance against radiation, according to paper by the Academy of Military Sciences team in Beijing. Shanghai-based scientists say study may open a can of worms, particularly when funding is involved. So, yeah, they're creating super soldiers that can survive a nuclear fallout. So what's this all about? What's coming? See, the thing that, and I'm not going to rant, I know, I'm not going to go on an infamous Jamaro rant, but what I will do is I'll say this. One thing that irritates me is that y'all know how I am. I hate uninformed people. You know, I talk about these things a lot and I get a lot of pushback, and especially from these lefties, but then it turns out to be true. The things that I say turn out to be true. They're creating human cyborgs. Let's just go ahead and say it like that. All right, period. That's what's happening. I saw Tim Pool on a Tim Pool podcast. He was talking about this growing obsession with artificial intelligence, AI girlfriends, or robot girlfriends or something like that. And they were having a discussion about whether you would rather be with a robot girl or artificial intelligence girlfriend, have an artificial intelligence or AI girlfriend, or a human cyborg girlfriend. And this is the future. This is where this is heading. But back to this article here. This is interesting for multiple reasons. One, because of the obvious gene editing that they're doing. But on top of that, the wanting to survive a nuclear fallout, you know, that's very telling. But it says a team of military medical scientists in China says it has inserted a gene from the microscopic water bear into human embryonic stem cells and significantly increased these cells' resistance to radiation. And of course, it says it can survive a nuclear fallout. Says the Chinese team said it had found a way to introduce this gene into human DNA using CRISPR/Cas9, a gene editing tool now available in most bio labs. So here we go. Where's all the fact checkers at? Where's all the people when we say that these people are trying to edit genes and turn us into human cyborgs? And where are all these fact checkers at? Where are you people at? I don't hear you. It says, in their laboratory experiment, right? In their laboratory experiment, nearly 90% of the human embryonic cells carrying the water bear gene survived a lethal exposure to X-ray radiation. Now, again, I want to say this. This is going to sound good to the dumbasses, right? To the stupid people who don't understand what this is really leading to. They say, oh, well, it's good for, you know, surviving nuclear fallout. This is great. No, it's not great, asshole. Excuse me. It's not great. You know why? Do you know why? Because in the future, it's going to be mandatory that your genes are edited. How is that possible? Problem, reaction, solution. Stupid. They're going to create a situation where everyone has, man. I don't understand how people don't get this. It's the same thing as the 2020 pandemic. They're going to create a situation. Who knows what they put in those shots and what that has done? Who knows? And I'm not even, that's a long road to go down. You never know. You can do research on that for yourself. But it says that 90% of the human embryonic cells carrying the water bear gene survived a lethal exposure to X-ray radiation, according to the team led by Professor Yu Nguyen, with the Radiation Biotechnology Laboratory at the Academy of Military Sciences. I want to skip down here. They said the experiment is totally legal because that's what the New World Order does. They always use China. And I'm not bashing China, Chinese people, but they always use China, Chinese government, to run tests. And that's the model, the blueprint for the New World Order. You know, with the facial recognition and everything else, they use China as a model. I want to get down. There's a part right here the scientist said that the study is quite inspiring. It can lead to many new possibilities. But it says a Shanghai-based scientist said the study could have opened up a can of worms. And this person did not want to be named. It says the purpose, and this is a quote, it says the purpose of the gene editing experiment is to change human genes, said the researcher, who also asked not to be named because of the controversial nature of the topic. And also in China, you must remember their government, they're famous for kidnapping your ass and you disappear and you're never seen again. All you Americans, you go to China and act up, your ass go bye-bye and you never get seen again. And you will be experimented on, you know, since you think all this new tech is so cool and you want to merge into a human cyborg. Yeah, they will go to China. They'll do it for you. Real quick, it says, first it claims, and this is another quote, first it claims to cure diseases, then capital will join and play. This game may not have a happy ending. I just want to stress how this ties into everything that I've been telling you about the how the Pentagon here in the U.S., the Pentagon in 2021 had it was a report on 60 Minutes. Pentagon official showed this under the skin. I don't want to say it's like a chip that they can put in you and monitor your health. All of this is tying in together. It's all coming together at once. And this is why I'm always harping on this, because people are distracted by all of the stupidity that's going on. And whether Trump is going to get arrested, the Biden family investigations. And what I've learned is that right-wing media, I'm not even talking about Fox News, I'm talking about just all of it, is set there to be like they're gatekeepers to keep you from looking at what's really going on in the world. These people are openly telling you that they want to chip you and change your DNA, gene editing and all. It's the science behind it. It's the science behind it. And I tell people all the time, go watch the movie Gattaca. You know, they want to dictate your life from your birth. From the day that you're born. If you watch the movie Gattaca, from the day you're born, the world was set up and so that the day that you are born, it's already predestined by the powers that be what kind of career you will have, what type of person you will marry, how long you have to live. These people want to be God on earth. This is not a joke. I don't just come up here and just say this just to be saying it. They're not playing around. This is not coming from Alex Jones, InfoWars. You know, this isn't a right-wing conspiratorial website. This is coming from a Chinese publication, a well-known Chinese publication. And the same subject or topic at hand that was being debunked by mainstream media here in the U.S. just 3 years ago, back in 2020, when the information came out, whether it was leaked on purpose or not, I don't know, about these Chinese super soldiers being created. The creation of Chinese super soldiers, better way to say it. The same people that were putting out these articles, like people, like these publications like Snopes, fact checking, no, there's no Chinese super soldiers. Now I don't hear anything from them. It's crickets. And this is what these people do. You have to understand, this is what these people do. They lie. They fact check everything. They debunk everything. And then when the truth comes out and it turns out to be true, they say nothing. They move on to the next subject. I put it like this. This has been a long time coming. For years, this was the whole point of the smartphone. Everyone's on their phone. Everyone's digital. Everyone's online. I've been saying this and saying this. You're on the web. You're on the web, right? You're on the internet, the net, the web. Okay, and they are the spiders that are crawling around you. This is all leading into what they call the great singularity, the oneness, where everyone becomes one, like the Smurfs. Like the Smurfs were all one. All right? There will be no more individuality. We will all be connected together. The Internet of Things, the Internet of Bodies is what they call it. Look up research, the Internet of Things. What does it mean? The Internet of Bodies, what does it mean? Your body will be online. Your DNA, your very existence will be in the hands of these globalist elites. I hate to keep using, because everyone says globalist elites. That's like the new thing, the globalist elites, but I can't say certain things. Spotify. And being on Spotify is like a gift and a curse, you know, because they have their term of services. So there's, you know, so if you wonder why I talk like that, it's like, you sound like I was young, but I have to, it's the only way I can stay there without, you know, if I say what I really want to say, I may at some point make a show uncensored, you know, 1290 uncensored or something like that, feature for the website, and that'll be it. But at the time being, you know, I have to kind of dance around certain things. And no, it's not that I sold out, because I really don't give a shit. It's I know that they are not only monitoring me, but they are just waiting for me to say something so they can push the button. And unfortunately, a lot of my listeners flocked there instead of other places. And, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It is what it is. I'm happy they're there. But it's just that's the way it is. It's a little bit better than being on YouTube. But I want to say this in closing on this subject, because I've already went way longer. It was supposed to have been 10 minutes. I believe in my heart of hearts that the next pandemic will lead to what the CEO of Nokia said. He was speaking about the chips, you know, the planning of the implementation of the chips into the human body. And he said that that would happen by 2030. Okay. And so that's what all of these experiments, and I said it before and I'll say it again, and I'm going to keep stressing this. The shot was the, what did I call it? The software that was needed for the chip. That was the whole point of the 2020 situation. That was the whole point, because when you get the chip, then because you already have the software in you. And then remember, they are also putting the mRNA in the food, in the cattle, in the plants, in everything. Okay? So you will have the software in you whether you took the shot or not. Because like I said in my last episode, you can be one of these people say, well, I didn't take the shot, so I don't have it. Yes, you do. It's in everything. It's technology. It's not just about taking the jab. It's not about that. They want that mRNA, the nanotech in you, so that whenever they have their next crisis, the next pandemic, you will be ready to be hooked up to the internet. You yourself, your body, the internet of bodies, you will be the walking computer. Human cyborg. That's what all of these movies, you know, all of these movies that were showing you man and machine, you know, think about Frankenstein and the Terminator. That's what that was all about. It was pre-programming. It was programming your mind into this idea that it was cool to be half man, half machine. And some people may feel that way. But what their dumbasses don't realize is that when your stupid ass is hooked up to the internet, you are under control by the people that have created this technology, which means you can download viruses into yourself. It's like a computer. You click on you go on your phone and someone sends you an email, you click the link, your dumbass gets you could get a virus. Well, guess what? It'll be the same thing. You get it? Computers get viruses, right? you can send someone a virus. Well, guess what? The powers that be, when you're half man, half machine, thinking you're all cool and shit, walking around as a human cyborg, hooked up to the internet, they can send your ass a virus and get rid of you. Look at the movie In Time with Justin Timberlake, where they had the time ticker. I believe it was in their forearm. And they had a certain amount of time to live. When that time ticker hit double zeros, you drop dead. That's the future that the powers that be want. Because their obsession with science, they believe that the world is overpopulated and they want to be able to control the lifespan of the average human being. Okay, I want to have what I call a moment of honesty. And this is concerning Tucker Carlson being released from Fox News. I said to myself I wasn't going to talk about it, but what the hell, might as well. First of all, I just want to say that Fox News is owned by Rupert Murdoch, well-known globalist puppet piece of shit. And Tucker had been bringing out some pretty hardcore information. He was, I guess you can say, he was more on target with what's really going on in the country. And I'm not even saying that as a fan or of Tucker or anybody, because I'm not a fan of anybody. But I'm just stating the facts that he did. In his position, being that he was like the number one news reporter in the country, he had the number one show, I believe, on as far as news shows were concerned. He had the number one show. And Tucker would actually report. He would actually do actual journalism, and he would actually do real news reports, not just bullshit ass segments. You know, he brought out the January 6th staged event, and he showed how it was staged and the FBI's infiltration, and there were just a lot of things that he brought out that you normally don't see on mainstream television, especially news cable, you know, cable news networks. And from what I know, I believe he was like an independent contractor, so they let him go. And this is a part of their censorship agenda, the rollout, and they're getting ready to, and I've been saying this for some time, they're going to start, they may even start arresting people for what they say at some point. But they're going to start really, really hammering down on your freedom of speech. AOC did this interview with Jen Psaki, saying that, Fox News incites violence. Well, Fox News is bullshit anyway. They're not really getting into the meat of what's really going on in this country. They, you know, it's just a left-right paradigm. They're just the opposite of CNN and MSNBC. Cable news networks, all of them are bullshit. You're not really watching the news. But Tucker did. I remember he did a report on food plants, all of these explosions and fires, and nobody else was talking about it. I talked about it. You had alternative media personalities talking about it. You have all these food plants catching on fire all of a sudden, all throughout 2021, 2022, and nobody's saying nothing. They're talking about goddamn Donald Trump, whether he's going to come back to social media or not. And this is the type of shit that I'm talking about. That just, I'm like, what are you people watching? But from what I've heard, and it's a rumor that he was going to, I'm talking about Tucker again, that he was going to do a report on child trafficking at the border. I don't know if that's true. But if that's true, then it would make sense that they got rid of him before he could do that report. Because, again, there's so many people that have their hands in that pot, in that cookie jar, and make money off of child trafficking. Human trafficking. I keep saying child trafficking, but it's not just child trafficking. It's human trafficking in general and organ harvesting. If he was going to do that report, then it makes perfect sense that they would have gotten rid of him. But more importantly, whether or not you like Tucker Carlson, whether or not you feel like he's a deep state shill or he's real or whatever, or if you even feel like he's relevant, it doesn't matter. They're setting the precedence. They're setting the precedence that people who speak out against this system will be dealt with, whether it be physically, financially, whether you're just going to be harassed, you're going to be dealt with at some point, which is why I don't give a shit. Because I know at some point, you know, I'm out of here. So I'll literally tell the NSA to go fuck themselves. Excuse me. I do it from time to time. I know that on my phone, I'll just be like, go fuck yourself. Right? Because we're all being monitored anyway. And I'm not going to go on a rant about that. But this is very key that they're removing him. Because now you've removed the number one conservative reporter or talk show host. Who's going to cover whatever new false flag that they have set up, you know, where they make something go boom and they blame it on some conservative Christian somewhere, or there's a staged event where the FBI roll out their little minions and make it look like, oh, this right-wing group that's causing violence and chaos. Who's going to show this to the public that it's fake, that it's staged? Because he was willing to do it. Right? None of these assholes at Fox News are going to do it. You're not going to get that from Sean Hannity. Or what's the name? Ingram. Not going to get it. Now, like I said, I believe he was an independent contractor, so he didn't really give a shit. He did his own thing. And the only reason why I decided, you know, I changed my mind and decided to speak on it, is because I realized something after thinking about it. He was the go-to guy for millions because not everyone goes to alternative media. And again, he scratches the surface. You know, he goes deeper than most, actually all of them. as far as the mainstream media, but that was about as hardcore as you can get to, or close as you can get. Tucker Carlson was about as close as you can get to the truth on the mainstream media, you know, in the mainstream media, excuse me. He was about as close as you can get without completely knocking the boat over, rocking the boat over. But now he's gone. And for some stupid ass reason, there are millions and millions of Americans who only know what they see in mainstream media. And on social media, you know, your Twitters and your Facebooks. And despite the fact that you have alternative, you know, you have your Getters, you have your Truth Socials, you have your Rumbles, which is an alternative to YouTube. There's still millions of people that don't know about Rumble. They don't watch, they don't go to BitChute. They don't go to Odyssey. If they don't see it on YouTube, then it doesn't exist in their world. God forbid they actually go to different websites, and people don't research anything. So what I'm saying is, this looks like a step, a necessary move that they made, that the globalists made, so that when their next big event, their next big staged event takes place, they'll have no one there in the mainstream media. There will be no one there to expose it. You get what I'm saying? They moved him out of the way prior to whatever it is that they're about to do next, which could be a major false flag of some sort. Because the gun grab is real. Taking away your right to bear arms, that's real. They really are trying to, you've seen it. You've seen all of these mass shootings out of nowhere. You see it. I know you see it. And they have their, I'm not going to go on a rant, but they have their, some of them puppets, some of them MK Ultra mind controlled. People that just, you know, out of nowhere, they go shoot up they go and do harm to people in different places, public places. They're under mind control. But the average person doesn't know about these CIA operations, these CIA mind control operations, and how they have people programmed to go commit violent acts. So the average stupid ass Democrat thinks that conservatives are just crazy. They want to go, you know, do harm to people. Also, this is a setup for what they call it, Internet 2.0, where they're going to shut down the normal internet and set up the second version. Like I said, in the future, at some point after they carry out this next false flag, this next big terror event, they're going to use that as an excuse to shut down the internet or to change it, modify it. And it'll kind of be like Facebook. If you know how Facebook operates, in order to run advertisement, in order to run political advertisement on Facebook, you have to send in your ID. I think it's two forms of identification, and they have to approve you, and they send you something in the mail verifying you. And that's going to be the internet as a whole at some point. Like, you won't be able to access the internet without being approved, because what they're going to do is after this next false flag, they're going to say, oh, people on the internet are dangerous. People on the internet are there's just so much, so much of a threat to everyone just having free access to the internet. We must confirm that these individuals are who they say they are, so that they cannot, so that these terrorists cannot coordinate with each other via the internet. And the only way to do that is we must have everyone show proof of ID, and we must approve of you. And that's going to also lead into the Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies, Global ID, microchip implant. It's all going to lead to that. Now, I know you probably think, well, how the hell did you go from Tucker Carlson to that? Well, it's all linked together, all of it. Then again, they do things gradually in steps. He wasn't just let go just for the sake of letting them go. No, it wasn't because, oh my God, he's so... No, it's... They let him... They got rid of him now, so that their next big move, their next big staged event, their false flag that they're going to pull off, there'll be nobody there on a major network with millions of listeners, millions of watchers, excuse me, millions of viewers. There'll be no one there with the balls to expose the fraud. So it's one step, two step. You get it? This is how I know what they're going to do next. Now, there have been times when I've said they're going to do something and they don't do it. Doesn't mean they're not going to do it. Sometimes they change plans and they say, okay, we're still going to do this. We just have to wait to a later date. Or they may be gauging the public to see if the people are ready to go along with whatever nonsense it is that they're trying to pull off. But what ends up happening, a lot of times they'll hold off. And like for example, I could say, oh, they're going to do this. You know, it could have been 2021 and you don't see it until 2023. So I believe my personal, again, moment of honesty, my personal opinion is, you got to remember, we're in the election cycle now. You're going to see a lot of riots, I believe. A lot of riots. Some more of these mass S words. Staged events. But I would be surprised if we don't get the big boom at some point. You know what I mean by boom, you know, tick, 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 boom. I would be shocked if we don't get that. And we may not, you know, maybe not. But I do know World War III was on the table. They have multiple cards in their hand that they're going to play at some point. They're going to play these cards at some point. But letting him, releasing him, I believe they fired him. Getting rid of him now was very important. It's more important than what what you may think, because it's telegraphing. It's kind of like giving a signal, kind of like in football. You know, it's like when you when you're on defense and you see the offense rotate their running back. You know, they switch one running back out for another. Kind of gives you an idea, you know, they, if they have one running back that's more of a power back and they switch him out with a running back that's a more of a speedster, it doesn't tell you the play that they're going to run, but it gives you an idea. It at least kind of should let you know, hey, you know, watch this guy. So that's essentially, I hope I made sense out of that. But that's what's going on. He exposed so much of their agenda, more than I realized. And again, I'm not a fan of Fox News. I'm not a fan of anyone. You know me, it's me against the world. It's 1290 ATW for a reason. It's tomorrow 1290 against the world. That's what it means. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I don't trust nothing, nobody. But after thinking it over, I was like, damn, he really did expose a lot. He really did. Now, I don't know if he's sincere. I don't know if he's, you know, deep state shill and he was just the guy that they put there to make it, you know, make it look like they had some kind of, there was some kind of opposition. I don't know that man's heart. I don't know. And I, you know, everyone's a shill to me. So that doesn't count. I don't know his heart. If your name ain't Jamaro, I don't trust you. But I don't know who as far as that is concerned. You know, them firing him is very telling. Kind of makes you look at him and go, never know. But it's important for them to silence the voices of the people with influence the closer we get to 2030.
Even the New York Times is now reporting on the missing children, missing migrant children. It's about damn time. This came from the New York Times. It says, as migrant children were put to work, U.S. ignored warnings. Warnings of what? Warnings of what happened to these children after being put to work. And this is, I'll tell you what, I'll start it off like this. It says here in the New York Times, it says, In the spring of 2021, Linda Brandmiller was working at an arena in San Antonio that had been converted into an emergency shelter for migrant children. Thousands of boys were sleeping on cots as the Biden administration grappled with a record number of minors crossing into the United States without their parents. Now, remember, Biden, during his presidential campaign in 2020, was basically telling all the migrants to just come across the border. Now, if you don't know what's going on at the border, you might think that that's a great thing, but there's thousands and thousands, I don't even know how many thousands of children that go missing each year at the border. But it says here, is what it says. These minors, a record number of minors crossing into the United States without their parents. Now, I spoke on this before that when they come across the border without their parents, they are subject to be kidnapped, raped, held for ransom by these cartels, trafficked. And then the article even goes into that. It says Miss Brandmiller's job was to help vet sponsors and she had been trained to look for possible trafficking. In her first week, two cases jumped out. One man told her he was sponsoring three boys to employ them at his construction company. Says another who lived in Florida was trying to sponsor two children who would have to work off the cost of bringing them north. Says she immediately contacted supervisors working with the Department of Health and Human Services, the federal agency responsible for these children. "This is urgent," she wrote in an email reviewed by the New York Times. Says, but within days, she noticed that one of the children was set to be released to the man in Florida. She wrote another email, this time asking for a supervisor's immediate attention and adding that the government had already sent a 14-year-old boy to the same sponsor. Okay. And then it goes on, but then I want to get to this part right here. It says, over the past 2 years, more than 250,000 migrant children have come alone to the United States. Thousands of children have ended up in punishing jobs across the country, working overnight in slaughterhouses, which is the same thing that, this is what happens in China, okay? Forced labor. Just ridiculous hours, low pay. It says, they work in slaughterhouses, replacing roofs, operating machinery in factories, all in violation of child labor laws, a recent Times investigation showed. It says, after the article's publication in February, the White House announced policy changes and a crackdown on companies that hire children. But all along, there were signs of the explosive growth of this labor force and warnings that the Biden administration ignored or missed. That's what the Times found. Now, this is the New York Times, a historically left-leaning. I mean, you can't get more left-leaning than the New York Times. But even they are reporting on this. And landed at the feet of the Biden administration. Okay. And this is just, again, this is a major issue that is not being reported mostly by mainstream news. All right. Period. And it's a long article, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I did have some highlights here. And let me see if I can find the highlights. It says here, in interviews with the Times, officials expressed concern for migrant children, but shifted blame for failing to protect them. Okay. Says HHS officials said the department vetted sponsored sufficiently, but could not control what happened to children after they were released. Monitoring workplaces, they said, was the job of the Department of Labor. Officials at the Labor Department said inspectors had increased their focus on child labor and shared details about workers with HHS, but said it was not a welfare agency. Right, because they don't care. They don't care about these children. They don't care. And these children are being trafficked. Again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The drug game has been replaced by the child trafficking ring. And organ harvesting is the other one. They make so much money. They make so much money off of organ harvesting. That's another key issue that no one talks about. They pretend like it doesn't happen and it's not happening. It says the White House officials said that while the two departments had passed along information about migrant child labor, the reports were not flagged as urgent. No one cares. No one cares about these missing children. They just use these children as props when the Democrats are running their campaigns, You know, they talk about racist Republicans, this is holding these children up as props. Okay, that's all they are. Anyways, said White House officials said that while the two departments had passed along information about migrant child labor, the reports were not flagged as urgent and did not make clear the scope of the problem. Robin M. Patterson, a White House spokesman, said in a statement that the administration was now increasing scrutiny of employers and reviewing its vetting of sponsors. Yeah, of course, now that all these children have gone missing. Right? That's the part that they're not really going into. How many of them have gone missing? Says here in the quote, it's unacceptable that companies are using child labor, and this administration will continue working to strengthen the system to investigate these violations and hold violators accountable, statement read. But the White House has the White House declined to comment on why the administration did not previously react to repeated signs that migrant children were being widely exploited. They're still not, and you know, New York Times actually reported on this, but they're still not hitting the key factors here, which is not just the child labor, but the children going missing, children being trafficked. Okay, because when they go missing, you best believe they're being trafficked. And they're being sold, passed around, never to be seen before. They don't have identification. Okay, and you get, and I'm just going to say it. You get these wealthy, perverted weirdos, such as your Gates and your, you know who's. Okay, these weird, eyes wide shut type perverted freaks in Hollywood and everywhere else that are passing these children around. But yeah, they, you know, call me a conspiracy theorist, whatever. Truth is the truth. Let me get to this part right here. It says, if I saw it, this is a quote here from a spokeswoman from the HHS. It says, if I saw it, they could have put it together, said Mrs. Brandmiller. Excuse me. That wasn't the HHS. That was Miss Brandmiller. Says, who is also an immigration lawyer. And this is the quote. It says, there were so many opportunities to connect those dots that no one ever did. And that was from a HHS spokeswoman. Said the agency had no record of Mrs. Brandmiller's concerns. And it said the company that ran the emergency shelter declined to comment. Again, it's not marked as urgent because no one cares about these children. They're only used as props. These children go missing. Senator Ted Cruz exposed how these children are given these wristbands. And they're color-coded, and that's how these cartels identify the children. And basically, I'll just say it like this. This is modern-day slavery. And matter of fact, Ted Cruz actually said as much. You know, he pretty much said that. They're being sold into sex slavery. Yeah, and that's the truth. So, again, although the New York Times reported on this, they're still downplaying it. They're still downplaying it. They're not getting into the heart of the matter. Talking about child labor is one thing. Even talking about children going missing is one thing. But getting into the heart of the matter is the fact that these children are being trafficked. You understand me? Trafficked. That means they're being sold. And no one cares. It's not urgent. Not to them. Not to the people in charge of protecting these children. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. But again, there are kickbacks being made. People are making money, and the people that probably would speak out are afraid to speak out because they're afraid of what may happen to them. You know, there's a lot of money being exchanged for these children. It's a mafia, really worse than a mafia, because it's dealing, you're dealing with the government. You know, it's just like when the government brought drugs into the country with their war on drugs, and they increased drug sales in America, right? Because they were the ones bringing it in. And that's always been a rule of thumb. Whatever they are, whenever the government is saying they're combating something or they're fighting against something, usually they're the ones behind it. Just like there's all this anti-terrorism. Usually they're the ones behind it, okay? They're the ones that's kicking up the dust and starting the trouble. Problem, reaction, solution, but I'm not going into that. Fact of the matter is, for years, for many years now, people have been speaking out about child trafficking. This is going back years, okay? This did not just come up. For years. And for the most part, the left-wing media, and yes, I'm going to say it like that. Call me whatever you want to call me. Say I'm a, you sound like a Republican. No, this is the truth. The left-wing media has called it a right-wing talking point. Instead of addressing it, instead of looking into it, instead of saying, look, even if, okay, let's say the conservative base is overreacting. Let's say it's not as many children going missing as the conservative base claims. Shouldn't it be something you would actually want to look into? I mean, doesn't the Democratic Party always pretend like they love the minorities and they're here to protect minorities? Aren't these migrant children coming into this country? Don't they classify or fit the bill as a minority? Wouldn't you be concerned about these children going into sweatshops, forced labor, and worse, being raped, trafficked, sold to the highest bidder, disappearing and never being seen again, held for ransom by cartels who demand a certain amount of money or their family will be killed back at their original home? These are the things that are happening that the Democratic Party is not only downplaying, but they're calling it conspiracy theory, like it's not happening. And finally, the New York Times, for some unknown reason, decided to actually somewhat do a damn report on it.